after almost a decade-long service with UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force, assisting Lebanese Navy in securing the country's vast territorial waters, the Brazilian peacekeepers concluded their mission in Lebanon. Together with more than 200 Brazilian sailors, the MTF flagship Brazilian frigate Independencia also concludes its mission with UNIFIL. And after leaving the Beirut harbor on the 2nd of December 2020, it set sail for home. We've talked about this event and also about the Brazilian legacy with outgoing UNIFIL Maritime Task Force Commander, Rear Admiral Sergio Salegrino.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min al-Janoub.
Brazil sent its first floating fortress to the Lebanese waters in February 2011. As the country-leading UNIFIL Maritime Task Force, Brazil had to provide a flagship for the naval commanding officer. Since then, the mission has several Brazilian frigates here with 6 to 12 months rotating cycle. Frigate Independencia was the last one among them. The outgoing UNIFIL Maritime Task Force Commander, Real Admiral Sergio, has termed the frigate's departure historical and sad at the same time.
Today is an historical moment, and the departure and the withdrawal of the Brazilian flagship Frigate Independencia, after 10 years operating continuously in Lebanese waters, in the Lebanese shore in UNIFIL, it's a little bit sad. Seen our flagship. But I think the ship has accomplished its mission. The ship has contributed a lot. The ship has a very professional crew members, and his participation was very good, especially for the MTF commander and his staff officers afloat. Because it provided us the logistical support for being at sea, operating very close to the scene of action. This was the role of the flagship, provide to the Maritime Task Force Commander this opportunity of operate very close to the scene of action.
Day and night, during good weather and severe storm, UNIFIL Maritime Force has to patrol and assist the Lebanese Navy to prevent the entry of unauthorized weapons inside Lebanese territorial waters. They have been doing this since the very first moment of deployment of UNIFIL Maritime Force on the 15th of October 2006, as UN peacekeeping's first and only major naval component. Monitoring the sea for 24 hours, 7 days a week, and hailing, or in other words, interrogating vessels going inbound, outbound, or in transit Lebanese waters is not an easy job. But this is exactly what the Brazilians, together with peacekeepers from other UNIFIL Maritime Task Force ships, were doing all these years. Apart from assisting Lebanese Navy in securing the country's vast territorial waters, UNIFIL Maritime Task Force also assists in raising Lebanon's own naval force. Brazilians made an important contribution to it, as the outgoing UNIFIL Maritime Task Force Commander, Rear Admiral Sergio Salegrino, says.
During this year, the flagship had a very important role in terms of training of Life Navy. We could appreciate a lot the coordination that the ship has implemented in the mandate, especially in the trainings with LAF Navy assets. Many ships from LAF Navy operated together with us, and being on board the flagship, we could better coordinate this exercise. It just was a very good contribution of the flagship. And we think that LAF Navy has grown up 1 year more of experience and capability, and now we are very sure that we are getting more close to the end, desired end state of this mission. That's the Lebanon to assume all its responsibilities in patrolling the territorial waters of Lebanese.
This moment, as the Rear Admiral said, is getting closer, but still there is some way to go. Hence, UNIFIL Maritime Task Force will continue to carry out the mandated tasks, though from now on, they will be doing it with a smaller number of ships. After the departure of the Brazilian frigate, only 5 of them are left, one each from Bangladesh, Germany, Greece, Indonesia, and Turkey.
In MTF, we will manage with 5 ships, and we know how to operate with this strength until we have another ship and another maritime contribution country in our mission.
The Rear Admiral has praised the steadfastness of the Brazilian peacekeepers, especially when they faced up with multiple challenges.
This year, particularly, was very challenging because many things happened altogether, and the difficulties were very much higher. But altogether, with the problems, and I think we win the problems. We had a COVID pandemic inside the flagship that has interfered a little bit with the operation of the ship, but thanks to the UNIFIL medical team, we in close to the medical team of a ship, medical officer, and medical team of the flagship together, we arranged a structure and an operation that can intercept and suspend the transmission chain inside the ship. I mean, for the COVID-19. And we win. We overcome this challenge, and the ship returns to operate in the end of October, and is now absolutely safe, not only to operate in UNIFIL, but also to come back to Brazil with a very safe condition. This was a great challenge. And also, the Beirut port blast, it was an amazing situation that we couldn't prevent, we couldn't predict that that situation would happen, but I think the flagship operated in a very well manner to cover the temporary absence of one of our ships, and all of the ships together, they understood and get in a very good range to cover the challenges of that.
Despite all the challenges, participation in the peacekeeping mission in Lebanon, in opinion of Rear Admiral Sergio, has been beneficial for the Brazilians.
And this is a contribution. I think the ship also has gained very much experience in this mission, and will come back to Brazil. It's a journey of 5,500 nautical miles. It's about 25 to 30 days of journey, transit to Brazil. And I think the crew members are a little bit sad, but a little bit happy in returning after more than 10 months operating out of Brazil.
You have been listening to UNIFIL Radio program Salam Min Al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Haider Fahs. Hope to have you with us again on the airwaves or on social media platforms. Stay tuned.